the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. As we go through our lives each day, I don't have to tell you, you know this, we experience to varying degrees the realities of a fallen world and our own fallen nature. In today's gospel, our Lord encounters two blind men and a demon-possessed man who could not hear or speak. The blind men cried out to him, "Son of David, have mercy on us." Our Lord Jesus Christ responded, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they responded, "Yes, Lord." So he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And then he cast out the demon from the deaf mute, who then spoke. These healings are a sign that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. In Isaiah 35, verse 5, we read, "The eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall hear." So the Messianic age had come. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah, who came to save his people. St. Gregory Palamas wrote that the Lord Jesus in this situation sought to display the blind men's faith to others. He didn't have any doubt about their faith, but he wanted others to see it as well. So easily we are blind to the things that we need to pay attention to. And so he says, "According to your faith, be it done unto you." Now these men were so thankful. Can you imagine? They could not see. And then they could see. And they were just overcome with thankfulness in their hearts. And even though the Lord commanded them to be quiet about what had happened, they couldn't be quiet. They were not being disobedient per se. They were so filled with gratitude and thanksgiving over what God had done for them that they could not keep their mouth shut. And they proclaimed with great rejoicing what our Lord had done for them. We must never doubt that our Lord wants us to bring our pain and sufferings to Him. In so doing, the curse of sin and its consequences is negated and actually used for our salvation. So then the question becomes for you and for me, each and every day, do we believe that our Lord is able to deliver us from our sufferings? To deliver us from our sufferings into His kingdom. Because that is the broader context of this passage today. That He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Do we believe that He is able to do that? We need not be concerned with how He does that. Nor should we try to insistently ask Him, "When will you do that?" He will deliver us how and when He sees fit, because He is God. One thing we must know and we must have confidence in is that He wants the best for us. And He is always there. He will never leave us. Ever. The test of our faith in Christ is, do we believe that He is able to deliver us? Do we believe in a wimpy God, one who is unable to control the various and sundry circumstances of daily life? The truth of the matter is that He delivers each and every one of us each and every day from innumerable dangers and provides us for us in every single need that we have. I would like to suggest to you something to do. to do this every day. Probably the best time to do it would be maybe when you're having your prayers, either in the morning, the evening, or both. Simply take a few moments and do a little laundry list of the blessings in your life. The things that God has done for you, is doing for you, and will do for you. And be thankful. Acknowledge what He's done. Because this helps us to realize that He never leaves us, that He is continually providing for us, He is continually helping us, He is continually delivering us through circumstances of our life that may be very difficult, painful, unpleasant, but He is using those things to mold us, to shape us into that image of Christ, to which He wants each and every one of us to conform. So may we be granted eyes to see His many healing mercies, and with thankful hearts to offer praise to our Lord Jesus for all that He has done for us and is doing for us, and as I said, will do for us. Just like the two blind men did in today's gospel. Let us have thankful hearts. Let us gratefully acknowledge what He is doing in our life. And with that first and foremost, as the base of the stance, if you will, by which we approach God, then, yeah, every day has its challenges, doesn't it? We all have a cross to bear. But I promise you, it will be a much lighter load. Our Lord said, "My burden is light, and my yoke is easy." I promise you, when you have a thankful heart and acknowledge the things that God has done for you and the blessings, the many blessings that He has given you, you're going to be predisposed to deal with the difficulties in a manner that will bring you close to God. May that be true for each and every one of us, by the grace of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.